start tayo ng episode 3 and 3, 2, 1, plus up!
Antay nga kurokashita jidai. Hito no inochi to kokoro o sukuru tameni, mizukara no seishin o kakete tachiagatta wakamono tachi ga ita. Sore ga tokutou kyūkyū keisatsu de aru.
Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Eto na naman si Kevin, live dito sa Justice Open Studios para sa isa na namang episode ng Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Kamusta kayo? I hope nasa mabuti kayong kalagayan, doing the things that you love or being productive yourself para sa mga minamahal natin sa buhay. Ay, ang corny. Pero for me, ito, still recording at the park and I... Yun, nung ano nga, tinitingnan ko yung, napanghinga ko yung last episode, yung episode natin with Tristan ng 3040 Podcast and Nikage, where we talk about Naruto. Yun, napansin ko na chaotic yung background. I know, madalas kong sinasabi to, yeah, I'm recording in a public park, so hindi talaga may iwasan na, yun, may maingay, mga batang nagtatakbuhan, may biglang dadaang mga motor sa sasakyan, or baka madalas niyan may magpa-practice na drums and lyre, or mga magpa-practice ng sayaw, or biglang may ano. But, yun nga, I'm not trying to excuse myself with those mishaps kasi yun, I choose naman to have the recordings be done here kasi hindi naman pwede sa bahay namin because ano, yun nga, isang kwarto lang kami with my parents and my siblings and maraming ginagawa sa bahay and marami rin kaming kapitbahay, so for me to record there is also gonna be chaotic, so I just choose the lesser of those two evils. So, yun, I really hope na, no, na maintindihan. But I'm working on having a spot kung saan pwede tayong mag-record ng hindi siya ganun ka-chaotic. So, yun, I'm still working on it. So, sana you bear with me on this. Basta, I really hope na na-enjoy nyo yung last episode natin because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking to fellow weebs, talking about things that we love, especially yun nga, it's the 20th anniversary of Naruto and I really hope na you felt that as well. So eto, balik tayo into the Metal Heroes with this episode of Elitistang Weibo Podcast, but before we get into that, let's have some hype and hayop. So for my hypes, yun, dalawang bagong anime na naman yung nilabas this week. So, sobrang jam-pack ng October for anime right now. Kasi yun nga, for the last week, we have My Hero Academia Season 6 and also the second part or the second half of Spy X Family or Spy Family if you wanted to be more official about it. So, yun, hype na yung dalawang anime yun, tapos nadagdagan pa ng tatlo. So, una kong pag-uusapin is of course Blue Lock. So, Blue Lock, if you know, is a sports manga with a twist kasi he's not your typical sports manga. So, basically as I'm about to say, usually if you're into the sports manga, nagre-revolve siya into a team or the power of friendship or the power of teamwork. Pero Blue Lock is somewhat a series that turns it upside down. So instead of you focusing on the teamwork or the power of friendship or any good things like that or the bright side of sports, Blue Lock is more on the cynical side or on the more egoistic side. So basically, the premise is Blue Lock is basically a facility or a program in which they selected like 300 strikers from all over Japan. Tapos from those 300, may isang would go on top who will crush all the 299 strikers or the other 299 strikers to be the craziest or the revolutionary striker that Japan needed to win a World Cup. Kasi nga, for the past few generations or since nasasali yung Japan sa World Cup, they have been, you know, lagi sila nasa top 16. But they fall short when it comes to, yun nga, yun, lagi silang top 16 pero hindi sila umabot ito the final 4 or the final 8 kasi they lack of something. They have, you know, yun, magaganda yung teamwork nila. They have the best defenders, the best midfielders, pero wala sila that X factor or ayon sa isa mga character, which is Jinpachi, wala silang egoistic striker or a selfish striker. So it's, yeah, it turns your typical sports manga upside head kasi yun nga, it's not about the team or the teamwork or the power of friendship, pero they focus more on the individuality of a striker. So yun nga, parang sinabi mo na parang ito lang yan, wala nga eye sa teamwork or there's no eye in teamwork, pero there's an eye in winning. Or actually, dalaway na sa winning pero may eye sa win. So, and basically, yun nga, nung sinabi na, no, mali ka, teamwork is the key for winning. Pero tinatanong nila, pero nanalo ba Japan? We have the best teamwork, we have the best midfielders, pero ba't di tayo nanalo ng World Cup? Kasi wala tayong selfish striker na would just go in front of the goal, would depower everybody in the team, or the team would focus on to make the scores. So kaya siya naging ganun ka, no? Parang ganun siya ka-interesting kasi it teaches you to be selfish instead of selfless, gaya ng ibang sports anime. So dahil nga na-enjoy ko yung Blue Lock, I actually have read Blue Lock, a few chapters of it before pa siya in-announce as an anime, pero yun nga, napanood ko yung anime. I have the volume 1 of the manga, kakabili ko lang siya last week as well, so medyo nabitin ako doon. So I binge the manga like starting Sunday night, and by Monday night, so in the span of like almost a day and a half, I'm caught up. So I'm with the other manga readers na waiting for the next chapter, in which usually lumalabas siya lang like Thursday night as per the information I have dun sa binabasahan kong site. But enough about Blue Lock. Blue Lock is a hype sports anime. It's unique. It turns the genre upside down. So it's a good read. It's a must read if you're into the sports genre in general. Another one na nilabas din this week or this past few days na bagong anime. Well, hindi na siya bagong anime, but a new iteration of the anime adapting the final arc of this is Bleach. Specifically, Bleach, the Thousand Year Blood War arc or the Thousand Year Blood War. So, yun, it has updated animation, it's fire, it's really good looking, may, yun, medyo 2D / CG 3D-ish na visual siya, and it looks good, and hindi na sila nag-shy away sa gore kasi I don't know, yun nga, medyo ano na sila, medyo mas brutal na siya kaysa sa dating anime which was pinalabas like over 6-7 years ago. So yun, ganun na siya katagal mula nung huling pinalabas. But I already know what's gonna happen because I read the manga, I finished it. So I'm excited to see some of the moments there, especially the bankais and the fights and the reveals in regards to Ichigo and the others. So it's an exciting time to be a Bleach fan kasi other from the one shot that they showed a few months ago, they have the anime right now for us fans to be excited for this coming week. So I think tatapusin nila yung buong arc. So that's like from what I read or from the information I have na hindi ko masyado ma-check ngayon, most likely it would run to like 50 episodes. So that's more than enough if they uses their resources good, or they uses their resources na walang tapon, 50 episodes would be enough to tell the story or to tell the final arc of Bleach. So, and another one, parang kakapalabas lang niya kagabi, is another hype anime na inaabangan ng lahat. It's The Dark Ship or The Black Ship of Weekly Shonen Jump. Na ngayon na nasa Jump Plus na yung ano nila, yung online platform nila, and it's Chainsaw Man. I already saw the opening and the ending and also watched the episode. It is gorgeous. So, with the hype that it's getting right now, hindi na ako magtataka kung ito yung magiging anime of the year, but there's a lot of good and hype anime na pinapalabas this October. So, it would be a great season for anime starting this October. So I look forward to seeing more of those series, and mapag-uusapan din natin sila dito sa podcast pag dumating na tayo dun. So for with that, those are my hypes currently. Wala pa siya nung to other fandoms. Maybe WWE is getting a strive right now. Bumalik na si Bray Wyatt, which is good. They are making sense right now, and yun, kaka-celebrate lang nila or kaka-celebrate lang ng DX or nung the Generation X of their 25th anniversary. So suck it, they are the anti-authority back then, and now Sean and Hunter is now running the show. So wow, if that's not great long-term storytelling, I don't know what is. So that's it for the hypes and the hypes. Well, wala naman tayong hypes for this week, but those are the hype things that happened within these past few days. So mapunta na tayo sa ating meats and potatoes. So yun nga, last week hindi na pinagpahinga muna natin yung mga metal heroes, and now balik tayo ulit to the metal heroes dahil it is still Metal Hero October. So nasimulan na natin yung Metal Hero October with the first of the Rescue Police Trilogy. So, it's logical na let's continue looking at that with the second Rescue Police Metal Hero series, and that's Sol Brain. So, by the end of Wind Spector was called on to France to fight crime. So, yun, umalis sila rin Japan to work in France or to work at France. And of course, Japan's di nawala yung krimen or yung disasters sa Japan. So they'll need a new team to help the police with special cases and for rescue as well. So Tokyo Shirei Sol Brain, or the Super Rescue Police Sol Brain, was established. So basically, this is a follow-up to Wind Spector, and it's another series na available yung mapapanood through the Toei Tokusatsu channel. The first two episodes are subbed, so let's just hope na Toei shows the other episodes officially sub, or you can still do creative googling with it. So yun, google lang mga kaibigan, dahil there are still sites. Sorry for that weird pause, but yun na, medyo restricted area pa rin tong part ng park na pinipwestan ko ngayon, so whatever happened happens. But yun basically nga, Sol Brain was a sequel to Wind Spector. It was shown in 1991, a year bago tayo pinanganak. So it's another of those series of Tokusatsu na under the banner of the Metal Heroes and part of the Rescue Police trilogy. So Sol Brain is somewhat still almost a same as the premise of Wind Spector. They are the ones being called to help or to solve advanced crimes and also help with rescue as well. And they do a very good job on it, and available niyo siyang mapapanood sa YouTube. Just the 2 episodes on the official channel of Toei Tokusatsu or the Toei Tokusatsu channel, and other episodes, if you gusto niyo makita yung iba pang episodes, I think it has like 52 episodes kasi it's a weekly show na pinalabas for a year on 2 other sites. I think Tokuzilla has it as well, or Kiss Asian, so creative googling na lang. So Soul Brain is another 3-member group. First is yung leader nila, Soul Braver, which is the human name ni Soul Braver is loading, is Daiki Nishio. So he's a detective, yun, may pagka hot-headed din siya like Ryoma, and he is more bulky as well. Medyo mas bato-bato yung katawan niya kaysa kay Ryoma. He's minsan siya nakikitang nagbabike to keep himself healthy, and yun, hindi pa rin nawawala yung pag tinatanggal yung helmet niya, is he still full of sweat, basa yung buhok, basa yung mukha, to, you know, for something for the ladies to look onto. So naiba siya into Wind Specter because dalawa na silang human members dito, and the other one is Sol Jian, which is Reiko Higuchi. So kung si Sol Braver is your leader, siya yung madalas na lumalaban and the one that do the heavy stuff, Sol Jian is more of a support. Meron siyang medical pack, first aid kits, and she's the support for Soul Braver. Oy, bago ko makalimutan, bago tayo mapunta kay Soul Jian ulit, kay Soul Braver, kay Daiki, they have yung sakyan niya, a really cool car called Soul Gallop. It's a custom Toyota Serra. Tapos Soul Jian, meron din siyang sariling sasakyan, which is called Soul Drekker. Yun naman ay isang custom Toyota Freebia. So yun, there's a pattern there. So kilala niyo na kung sino yung sponsor ng Soul Brain, and they also have a robot companion, Soul Dozer. Yun, Soul Dozer is yun, para siyang, he is the successor of Baikel and Walter. So is a big bulldozer type robot na yun, meron siyang vehicle mode, so basically nagiging bulldozer siya. So he's somewhat what you call a live action Constructicon. If you don't know who the Constructicons are, maybe I'll need to do a Transformers episode in the future kasi that's one of the best parts ng Transformers. So shout out Shariban. So ayun nga, Dozer has a mode called Dozer Crawler. Yun yung bulldozer mode niya, which is used to remove rubble or to move through rubble when it comes to rescue scenarios. Tapos one of the fun parts, kasi nga since Soul Brain was a sequel of Wind Specter, Wind Specter actually goes back to Japan. They have a special crossover episode, like episode 21, 22, and 23, was a crossover between Wind Specter and Soul Brain. And by episode 34, bumalik Soma, bumalik si Ryoma Kagawa, yung leader ng Wind Specter, and became a member of Soul Brain, and he became Nightfire, and he has another cool car, which is yun, his car is Night Custom, and that's a, I think it's not a Toyota, let me just double check, and it's a Mazda RX-7. So if you don't know a Mazda RX-7, you need to rewatch your Initial D, because that's another cool looking car na kinuha nila. So from a Chevrolet, where was that again? So from Wind Squad, which is yung sasakyan niya sa Wind Spectre, which is a Chevrolet Camaro RS. So naging Mazda RX-7 siya pagdating ng Wind Spectre. And yun, which is really cool. I think sobrang sikat talaga ni Ryoma or the Captain Fire nung Wind Spectre. So parang binalik nila siya into the sequel series to, you know, bolster some ratings, which is cool. Nai-incorporate naman nila siya back into the series, and it's a really fun watch, especially nung bumalik na siya or he became an active member of Soulbrain. So Soulbrain, opening and ending song, opening song is of course being sung by Takayuki Miyauchi, which is also the one who sang the opening for Wind Spectre. So that's a plus. It has good action, of course. Parang it's a kid show, but the special effects or na ginagamit nila doon was really good. Of course, some of them look cheap right now, especially with the advent of newer effects or the advent of CGI. But seeing those practical effects, still nostalgic. It's still fun kasi nakikita mo na talagang ginawa nila yun in front of a camera, and it's something physical na pwede mong gawin. In which yun, matipid nga yung CGI pero it's still wonky at times, and malalaman mo talaga. And once you know that it's CGI, medyo tatamarin ka na into watching it kasi wala naman yun talaga eh. It's just something na hindi nag-exist or hindi talaga siya hindi siya physically there to begin with. So yun, I still have my reservations for CGI, but if it's being used right, so siguro yun na lang muna yung ano natin doon. So as we wind down with all this crazy talk about the sequel of Wind Spectre, the second of the Rescue Police, and the second feature that we have for Metal Hero October, Soulbrain is a good watch if you want to expand your horizons onto TV Tokusatsu. It's 53 episodes. You can binge them or you can watch them in bulk or watch them once a week para you have the feel. But it's a good watch, especially if you're looking into TV Tokusatsu, how it's different from your movies and how it's different from how it's being produced now. It's a really good case study of how Tokusatsu developed from that time and how different it is back then. So yan, thank you for listening to me ramble about another old TV live action series or an old Tokusatsu show from the 90s. Watch Wind Spectre. Yun nga, pwede mo siyang mapanood through the Tokusatsu channel ng Toei, and you can also catch it online. There are some fan subs available. Kompleto na yun. And I really hope na, kasi if you know or if you watch your Space Squad, it's basically a bunch of movies in which Super Sentai is being teamed up with the Metal Hero series. By the end of Q-Ranger versus Space Squad, pinakita nila doon sa end credit scene that they are going to reach out to the Rescue Police for new members, and pinakita nila si Captain Fire or si Nightfire ata yun. So I look forward na one of these days magkaroon ulit ng panibagong Space Squad, and we'll have the Rescue Police back into the spotlight again. So that's it. Sobrang thank you for yous. I know na sobrang squatter, sobrang squammy ng setup ko with me recording on a park na technically hindi pa bukas ngayon, but yun, sinisigit ko lang yung sarili ko dito because ito yung less chaotic na spot for me to record into. And thank you for those messages na natatanggap ko, encouraging me or suggesting me topics, or just wanted to have general chats in regards to weeb stuff. And sobrang thank you talaga. So if this is your first time listening to me, I do these episodes on a park. So minsan medyo chaotic siya, but Still, I really hope that you are having fun or you'll get something from these ramblings na ginagawa ko on a week-to-week basis. So, if hindi pa kayo nakafollow sa podcast na to, you can click that follow button on this podcast, or you can give us a rating, kahit wag na 5 stars, but 5 stars is good as well para tumaas yung self-esteem namin. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwebpod. My personal Twitter and Instagram is at elitistangkebs. And on the description of this episode, meron tayong links doon for Shopee and Lazada. So if you have things that you are to check out, I think ongoing pa yung sale ngayon, the 10-10 sale. So just check out or just click or copy the links that I have. Depende kung ano yung ginagamit yung platform, either it's Shopee or Lazada. And just continue with your usual checkout process, because a small portion of those checkouts are gonna be used to keep the lights on for the podcast. So, again, super thank you sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik or pakikinig sa podcast na to. And I really hope na marinig yun ulit or magkarinigan ulit tayo on to the next one. Kaya huwag kayong mawawala dahil magbabalik pa ang Elitistang Bubo Podcast. Ang weird. Erase ko kaya ito. Bahala na. Basta huwag kayong mawawala hanggang sa susunod na Elitistang Bubo Podcast. Zet!